Let's f***ing roll.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the McMaster Studio. We're here in FOCO, USA. You're listening to the Salty MF Go podcast. I'm Brad Banyas. Today, we're really excited because it's really our first in-studio acoustics. And as you know, last week we had Hush Money on, Southern Rock Band. We're really starting to push to highlight really talented musicians. And since we're here local in Georgia, we've got a lot of really good musicians in Georgia. And we're here on St. Patty's Day. So to all you Mix out there, you McBastards, drink that green beer and have a good time. But today's guest, I am so excited that he's here, is Nick Elliott. Welcome, Nick.
Glad to be here, man.
Dude, you and I met, I think we were sitting at a bar and talking, and you told me that, you know, yeah, you're a musician, and you sent me your links, and I listened to it, and that's been a while, but dude, I really appreciate you cutting the two acoustics before. It's amazing.
So, yeah, I appreciate the opportunity just to be here, man. Yeah, thanks again.
Yeah, no, man, it's awesome. So you and I talked a little bit about it, like, so you kind of grew up around music, right? I mean, your dad owned a studio. Talk a little bit about that, and like, how you found the passion and why you kind of play your type of music. I'm interested because I love it.
Yeah. So my dad, he owned a studio before I was born, and a little bit shortly after I was born, he had to get rid of it. But recorded all sorts of people, Curtis Mayfield, did a lot of rap stuff. Whoop, There It Is. Whoop,
There It Is.
There It Is. What's Up, What's Up. It was a cool environment from what I understand. Yeah. Everybody I've talked to has been there. But so he's always been a guitar player, music guy, and there is not a time in my life where I can remember where I didn't have a guitar in my hands. Like, I don't have a memory of that.
Yeah.
So he got me into guitar. Like I said, this can't remember a time I didn't play. They got me into some lessons when I was about 10 years old.
Yeah.
Actually, I used to play in a children's band. A bunch of my buddies, we do things like Red Hot Chili Peppers, Nirvana, and Green Day, he had some buddies that were in, older guys that were in a band, we'd open up for them. But as far as the country music, how I got into playing more acoustic stuff, I was never into country growing up at all. Or, I mean, I always had guitars, had an acoustic guitar, and never really played it. But then I think there's kind of this musical renaissance going on the last few years. And I went to I brought my dad to a Marcus King concert with me. And it just totally changed my whole mindset on everything. I'd never even really listened to Marcus King before the concert. But since then, I saw the musical renaissance going on there and just dug deeper into it, found all these other awesome artists.
Yeah.
And a lot of bluegrass stuff. Billy Strings.
Yeah.
He's caused me to kind of dig a little deeper into the bluegrass world and find people like Bella Fleck. And Marty Robbins, a whole bunch of people. And it's been awesome.
Yeah. I thought, we were talking before about like everyone tries to put your music in a genre. And the guys were asking before, and I'm like, you know, he's got a hint of bluegrass in there, but he's not necessarily bluegrass, but he's got a hint in there, you know? And so I love the harmonica.
Oh.
I just love that, you know, going along with the acoustic, it's sweet. Was that hard? Like, I can't play a guitar or anything. Just sitting there trying to do the harmonica and the guitar, did that take you, like, to master that? Was it?
I wouldn't even say master it. It's just, I like to tell people I don't really know how to play. I know enough about guitar to make people think I'm good. But and the harmonica, it's just kind of, I don't know, you have it in key, you throw it up there and just kind of blow, and you play around with it a few days and you kind of get the hang of it.
Well, shit, I mean, it was amazing.
Yeah. You know?
It was amazing. So
thank you.
So tell me about the two songs you played before, so the audience, like, so when you were writing those songs, I always like to ask people, like, was it a life experience? Is it, you know, it sounds like it might have been a chick involved or something. You know, like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to bring out old shit, you know, but like, how do you sit down and write lyrics? Because I think, like, to me, that would be the hardest part, you know, writing the lyrics and then playing around with it. So do you have like just a process, or you just kind of wake up and you're like, shit, that sounds like a good song, man?
It's been a process, but it is at, like, you just wake up and you have something you want to say automatically too. I think that writing like The Things That You Do. That was a song about a woman, of course. Yeah. And
most probably are.
You kind of got to, I think, with write music, for me at least, I had to write a good 20 to 30 songs, I think, just to kind of get it out my system before I felt comfortable with it. And it got to the point after you do about 20, 30 of them, it's like, well, you know, you're not the only one with that feeling. Whatever feeling you have, you're not the only person with it.
Yeah.
So if you can just be as real and truthful, and it's hard to be, I think, honest with yourself when you're trying to write. And
absolutely.
But if you can be vulnerable and be honest with yourself, somebody else is going to receive your message, and because it's real.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I look at it now. It's just try to wake up, and if I have a song I want to write, just try to be as honest as possible with myself. Yeah. Don't think like, oh, will this be cool to say? Will people like this? Yeah. I just need to impress myself. And that's kind of where I've been at with that.
Well, that's amazing. And that, to me, like what you just defined is what like the heart of music is, right? I mean, it's something you feel you're expressing yourself through. I don't know what Hank Williams Jr. said, you know, or I guess senior, you make them cry or make them laugh, you know, kind of deal. Like, and it's so true. I mean, relationships are just an awesome topic to talk about because everybody's had one of those ladies or dudes that broke their heart, or you know, it's just a crazy, insane person out there. And
and sometimes when you're playing a song, writing, or just coming up with something, just getting your feelings out, if you have that emotion going on, it's easier to talk to yourself playing it than it is to even your mom or something. You know, it's therapeutic.
Yeah. Your authenticity comes out. And I would say that's the first time when I heard you. I thought it was raw, and I thought like, you know, I don't know what you're doing or what albums you're cutting, but I was like, I definitely want to help get you out there because I think it's amazing.
Yeah. I'm glad, man. It touches my heart to hear that it touched you that way.
It did. I found myself, the audience couldn't see me, but before when we were recording, I just kind of sit there and I try not to watch. I kind of just listen, like just listen to the lyrics.
Yeah.
And feel the lyrics, you know, and you get that feeling. Like even though I'm not a musician, I've been around long enough and love music, and you know, music's such a part of everybody's life that if you can just sit there and you can kind of like feel the story, and like, and I did it, man. That's when I know, I think, yeah.
I'm glad, man. I'm glad to hear that.
It's good dude. So do you guys still kind of playing a band, or is it more or less you want to be a solo artist?
I need a band. I'm looking for a band. Actually, one of my buddies that I was talking about before, the band I was in when I was like 10, 11 years old, my bass player at the time, his name's Lance Peace, super talented musician, awesome guy, good soul. He just moved up to Nashville. But we've been recording for the last year together. We haven't released anything together yet, but we're stacking it up, and like I said, he's an awesome musician.
Yeah.
Me and him getting a room together, and I think having the chemistry we made when we were younger, it's like the first time we played together after years, it was probably 9-10 years that we hadn't played together. And first time we got in the room together, I picked up the banjo, he picked up the guitar, and just instantly it was like drinking water. It was just like we knew what we were going for, we knew what each other were thinking, and it was just so beautiful. But as far as a band, that's my the closest thing I'd consider to my band member right now. Yeah. Buddy Lance.
You know, you're playing multiple instruments, right? I mean, the banjo and obviously the guitar and the harmonica.
Yeah.
I mean, and you're writing your own lyrics. I mean, that's, to me, that's like, I see people when I think, like, I know that they have professional lyric writers, and a lot of, you know, big name brands have people write songs and all that. But to me, as you're starting out, it's just really important, I think, that like that passion of who you are is you're not just a good guitar player. You're not just a good, you know, harmonica player. You're expressing yourself completely through those instruments.
Without a doubt.
And that's talent. Like, you can have someone be a great guitar player that, you know, great, unless they have a band around them. You're kind of like a one-man band right now, and you did doing a pretty damn good job.
I'm glad to hear, man.
Yeah, I'd love to see you guys cut a riff with the Hush Money guys that we just, you'd really like. You'd really love those guys, man. They're good guys. But you know, we were talking about their history, and it was pretty similar. You're talking about your friend Lance up, who's living in Nashville. They were talking about like they've been together since little kids.
Yeah.
15 years. And I think that comfort level, that trust of, you know, I know exactly what Nick's thinking here. You can't buy that.
You can't. And even if you met another super talented musician, there's no telling what your chemistry is like when you're sitting there trying to work things out and pick each other's brains. It's just when you have someone that you're close to and you got that chemistry with and you both play music, you both like the same kind of music, it's magic.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like right now, I know that you've been kind of managing your own, you know, you've done several releases, single releases and all that. So like if someone wanted to just listen to your music, like where would you send them right now?
My music's, it's on all platforms. If you got Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon Music, it's out everywhere. It's under Nick Elliott, which is Nick with no K. It's NICELLIOTT.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I hope everybody will check them out because, I mean, you're like, are you trying to release songs? Do you just kind of do it when you feel it? Or are you like, hey, I'm going to release a song next quarter? I mean, what kind of rhythm are you in like with like releasing your music right now?
So I try to be on a schedule. I want to try to get a single out every 6 to 8 weeks, just kind of get people's attention still. Yeah. But you know, it doesn't always work out that way. And I got a lot of stuff in the vault. It's like me and my dad recording. We'll record a song we'll think is awesome. We'll do another one the next week with a new recording technique. And we'll be like, oh, we need to redo that old one. So a lot of stuff just sits in the vault, but it's a good time doing it.
I think that's really kudos to your dad too. I mean, that's really cool though, that, you know, that you guys can still have that relationship and you know, you're just right there together doing stuff you love. That's just so important in life, man. That's awesome.
It is. We butt heads a lot, but well, and that's me being the young guy. Oh, you don't know what you're talking about, Dad. But a lot of the times he does know what he's talking about.
Well, I got four kids, so they're probably around your age and older. But
you never
want to listen to your old man. And then later in life, when you've had kids and all this shit happens, like, God, man, he was right. I should have listened to him because it was painful. Those 5 years were painful. You know?
That's right.
That's crazy. Well,
hindsight's 2020.
Experience, you can't beat experience, man. It's hard to beat experience.
Yeah.
But no, whether you bump heads or not, I always tell people, you know, it's like having your brother or sister or close friends. You got to be able to, you know, give each other shit and still not get sensitive about it.
And that's one thing we do have together. We can tear each other up and then be best friends the next minute working on our music. So dude, that's amazing. It's a good time.
That's amazing. Well, like what else can we tell the Salty Nation audience? So like the purpose of like these type musician highlights is to really like find talent, tell their story and get to know them better. Because like, I've known Nick indirectly, I guess we met at a bar and we're having a beer or something.
That's right.
And we started talking and, you know, I've had intentions to get him on and do this, but we hadn't had the venue until we wrapped our new studio up. So, what do you think of the experience just as coming in? And
oh man, it's awesome. It's the first time even being on a podcast, but I think you raised the bar kind of high, you know. You got this nice setup, the acoustics in here are nice.
Did you like that format we did? Like,
oh yeah,
first, yeah,
yeah. I think that's awesome. And that's when I'm watching podcasts about with an artist, musician, anything, it's nice to be able to see that rawness right up front, something new that no one's ever heard before, and then kind of pick the brain afterwards. Yeah, it's a nice setup.
Good, man. I'm glad because you're our guinea pig on this one. You were the first one, man.
Right.
You did a fucking hell of a job.
Oh, I mean, thank
you
so
amazing.
Much.
So, well, listen, anything you want to tell our audience just about you or anything else that we haven't discussed? Because this is really about you, man. This ain't about the McBastard Studio or Salty. It's about you. Like, anything you want to tell the audience just in general? Or
yeah, I mean, give me a follow. I intend to put out music every 6 to 8 weeks. And I've got some shows lined up here in the next couple months. And hopefully build on that. You can follow me on all my socials. My Instagram's Nick Elliott Music. And again, that's Nick with no K.
Yeah, Nick with no K. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is on a St. Patrick's Day. Nick came in here on St. Patrick's Day. We could be out drinking green beer, which we may do that
that's right.
in a little bit. But to all you Mix out there and McBastards, happy St. Patty's Day. Please follow Nick Elliott. We're going to have him back, and the kid's going to be a star. And we really appreciate you coming on.
I appreciate the opportunity. I'm glad to be here, man.
Dude, I appreciate you. It's a wrap, baby. Let's go.